This is the State of Things from Triad Stage in Greensboro. I'm Frank Stacio. The Alcoa Aluminum Company and the state of North Carolina remain deadlocked in a battle over whether to renew Alcoa's rights to operate a series of dams to provide hydroelectric power. Alcoa says it wants to upgrade those dams, provide electricity to other customers in the process, and generate clean energy. State regulators claim Alcoa's plans will harm the fragile ecosystem along the Yadkin River. Jeff DeBeer is our reporter following the story. He's our Greens Bureau Chief, and he is with us today. Welcome, Jeff. Good to have you here. Well, I think we have to go back a little bit to talk about, before we talk about the nature of this problem, I mean, Alcoa has been in this part of the country for quite a long time, right?
Alcoa has been in North Carolina for just about 100 years. 1915 is when Alcoa started in North Carolina. It is a multinational company. They had about 1,000 employees in Baden, which is about 50 miles northeast of Charlotte, had about 200 buildings on this very large campus, this complex where they made aluminum. They made about 70,000 tons of aluminum a year. Turns out they can make a lot more in Iceland. So they moved the aluminum process to Iceland. They still own a lot of land in Stanley and Montgomery counties, and they operate 4 hydroelectric dams along about a 38-mile stretch of the Yadkin River. They turn the water into electricity. They sell that electricity wholesale on the open market.
So, and they had been, of course, producing electricity just for them. That was the whole point of these dams and the big operation, obviously, make your own electricity, save a couple bucks.
Yes, and for decades, to put in perspective how much energy it takes to create and make aluminum, only about a fourth of the power and energy that they needed came from the dam. So these 4 massive dams couldn't create enough energy to make and process all this aluminum. They had to go buy some additional electricity from elsewhere. So once they closed the aluminum process, the smelting process, then they started selling it on the open market.
All right, so now they've got a deal, they've got a business proposition, we can sell electricity, but they have a lease or a permit, I guess, to use the dams for 50 years, and that has expired.
That has expired. It was a 50-year license, 1958 to 2008, and in order to get a FERC federal license, you first need a water quality certificate from the state. You need to show the people at the Division of Water Quality, State Environment, and Natural Resources that you're good stewards of the water, that you're meeting specific standards. If they give you the certificate, you can then go apply for a federal license. Well, initially, they got this water quality certificate. They were in the process of getting what they hoped would be another 50 or could have been a 40-year federal license. Then, almost 2 years ago, the state revoked that water quality certificate because they said that Alcoa was not entirely forthcoming and honest with its first application for this water quality permit. Some of what was in question was about dissolved oxygen. I mean, you're getting into some of the environmental issues, but essentially, the water quality certificate was revoked, and that's slowed and stalled what is already a pretty slow-moving process.
All right, so they're saying you didn't tell us everything you should have. How serious a problem is dissolved oxygen, just in terms of an ecological problem?
You're not talking to an environmentalist. Yeah. The way I guess I can best put it is if you think of water going through a dam, the water that is coming from the higher body, the higher lake, the higher part of the river, is coming from a greater depth, so it doesn't have nearly as much oxygen in it. It has dissolved oxygen. That goes through the dam and it comes out on a lower part of the Yadkin River. And as it comes out, for whatever reason, fish love these. They love the dams. They love the turbines. The fish are attracted to this. So it's a great place to fish. And fishermen love going to the backside of a dam, if you will. Well, the problem is as the water comes through, there's not as much oxygen as there was up above. And it can cause, it can kill fish because there's not enough oxygen.
So the state is concerned that maybe you weren't as honest with us as you could. We're going to slow this process down and see if there are other problems. Are there accusations, are there claims that there's any other environmental damage?
Yes. PCBs and cyanide are two of the contaminants that have come up in conversation. Now, Alcoa denied for years ever having dumped purposefully or accidentally any kind of contaminants in Baden Lake, and Baden Lake is on the Yadkin River. Within the last 10 years, this is a very tested site, the area we're talking about in Stanley County, and they have recognized that there are some areas with PCBs, and we're talking about very toxic stuff here. And Alcoa says some of what has been found is because of them. It wasn't intentional, but some of the contaminants in the lake are from them. And they contend that some other poisons and pollutants in the river are from other textile companies going back 100 years, because this is not something that was particularly well regulated if you're going to the 30s, 40s, 60s, 70s. So there are other claims. The local riverkeeper wants this stuff cleaned up. The Alcoa says that it's not a, it wasn't intentional. It's not as bad as others are making it out to be.
So. And what else is Alcoa saying about this whole process now? What are they? How do they have they responded?
They have, as I mentioned, they say that this is a very tested, this place has been looked at inside and out by the state, by the EPA, and that there aren't a lot of unknowns. One thing that Alcoa has agreed to do, and they're expecting final approval from the state and EPA as soon as today, is to put a cap on Baden Lake. On the bottom of the lake, they're going to put essentially a clay cap. It's 2 or 3 feet in depth, and they put this across the bottom of about 5 acres of the lake with the idea that it's going to prevent any PCB sediment from continuing to spread. Now, on the other side, the riverkeeper has said they still, neither side has determined what the source of the PCBs were. So if they were in the sediment below the factory, and some of the factory has come down, could it come back into the water? Is it still elsewhere in the watershed? And will this be a problem 10 or 15 years from now again? Will it be cyclical?
So here's the argument. There's the tension. And what's nearly unspoken in all of this is the sheer amount of money that you can make selling hydroelectric power. Alcoa would like to do that. And the state is saying, in effect, hey, look, they may be your dams, but it's our river. Why don't we sell the electricity for the state of North Carolina? Has that ever come up in the open as part of the reason behind this contest?
Not in the open. Billions of dollars are what is really at stake here. And a license, if Alcoa obtains it, could be sold along with the dams. Now, the dams were built in 1917, 1919, 1927, and 1962. So all of them are old. Three of them are very old, probably older than anybody in this room. And they need a lot of refurbishments, a lot of repairs. Alcoa's stance is that when Alcoa gets the 50-year license, it will put about $240 million into the dams. The state and others, other opponents of this have said that the dams are worth $20, $25 million. Well, Alcoa says it's making between $8 and $10 million in electricity each year. So you do the math. Ultimately, Alcoa thinks that these dams, along with a license, could sell for about $400 million. So at this point in time, they're not going to sell for a small amount.
Is there any precedent for this, selling off the dams, selling off the capacity to make hydroelectric power?
There's a similar hydroelectric project in Tennessee that Alcoa owned, and it's in the process, it's in an acquisition process. They're selling it for about $600 million. This structure, this setup in North Carolina, is roughly two-thirds the size of that. So do the math, two-thirds of 600, $400 million.
Of course, the state actually has kind of an interesting leverage in all of this, because you can say it's worth $400 million. On the other hand, if you don't get a permit, not worth a forgive-me-damn thing.
Right. And I didn't mention this earlier, but Alcoa at this point is creating electricity, is doing everything it has for the past 15, 20 years, but they're doing it with an annual license that kind of just rolls over and is moving from year to year. We're now almost 4 years into this until this long-term deal is settled. But yes, the state purposefully, with cause, however you want to look at it, the state has slowed this process down. And as an outsider, you have to wonder if at some point Alcoa will say, enough is enough, and maybe unload for a price they wouldn't have a few years ago.
But this does raise a kind of fundamental issue about the question of whose resources are there and who should benefit from the resources, the people who made the capital improvements or the people whose river it is.
Correct.
What's the next step, or is this a project with a step?
Well, the water quality certificate is what is bouncing back and forth at this point. The state said, so Alcoa wants to apply for another water quality certificate because on this last one, it doesn't appear as though all of the information came out and that they were entirely truthful. So Alcoa has sought to dismiss that first application, and the state has stepped in and said and asked a judge to dismiss it with prejudice, because they've said, why should Alcoa get to apply for another water quality permit when the first one wasn't really done in good faith? So a judge is expected to rule on that, was expected to rule this week, came back on Tuesday, asked Alcoa and also the state for some more documents pertaining to emails and some of this information that didn't come out. So water quality certificate, we're going to find out whether or not can be reapplied for with or without prejudice within the next week. And bear in mind, this is a slow process. If Alcoa were to get that water quality permit, say, in December, it still would likely be a full year before they would get that federal license.
Jeff, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Jeff Tabiri, WUNC's Greensboro Bureau Chief. Thank you so much. More of the State of Things to come. We are live from the Upstage Cabaret. We're going to hear from Daniel Levi and Lauren Goins here with us at the Upstage Cabaret. Their latest CD is called Brother Stranger, and here they are to play us out on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Stay with us.
A stark still night, the clapper struck the bell with thunder. Its echoes filled the earth with violent shaking sound. The people woke and stood on hill and hallowed ground, and the sound so bright it released them from the shadows. I hear bells closer than my skin.